Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to everybody listening all over the country and Canada and wherever the hell you listening. So thank you very much. Shout out to everybody in Toronto. Shout out to my friends in Chicago. What's up, Chicago? What's up, Boston? WEEI. What's up to all my folks down in New Orleans? WWL. My people in Miami. My people listening on the ticket, on the score. What's up, Vegas? This is so much fun. I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific every single weeknight. If you want to find me, if you're bored, you on social media at work, you trying to pass time and not just listen, I'm at JR Sport Brief, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't message me if you're one of these miserable ass people that have nothing better to do than just go on social media. Send me something nice. Knock yourself out. Anyway, thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Hanging out here with me, hanging out with you. We've had a busy night. We talked about James Harden being absolutely nuts, thinking that he deserves a supermax or feeling that he was lied to by Daryl Morey. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. Find it hard to believe that Daryl Morey would promise him a max contract. Probably just said, yeah, we're going to get you paid next year. Just play. And now James Harden is mad. We talked about Anthony Richardson being named the Indianapolis Colts starter already. For what? What's the rush? Anthony Richardson was shocked himself when he got the gig. We'll play that for you in a little bit. Lionel Messi, another goal. He's a goal-scoring machine. He comes over to America and he's like, hey, this is child's play. We showed love to Dwayne Wade for showing love to his dad at the Hall of Fame induction on Saturday. Michael Orr and I don't even know. Shep, what do I call them? I don't call them his family, right? Like, what do they call?
The Tuies, you've been calling them all night. That works.
Michael Orr versus the Tuies?
Yeah. You know what's funny?
I can't call him his family, though, right? Don't call him family.
Oh, no. Not at this point. Unless it's the family you don't choose. His dad... I don't know if he still does it.
Who?
Well, sorry. The head of the... I think his name is Sean?
Tui?
Yeah. Okay. He's apparently... And I didn't even know this. I mean, I remember it from the movie, but like, you only hear Pete Pranica, not him. Like, he's been a Grizzlies broadcaster for 20-plus years.
Yeah, I heard that. What was it, the son or was it the dad? Like, which one?
No, it's definitely the dad.
Oh, wow.
But I've never seen any of his work.
Oh, bro. I couldn't tell you.
Right.
I know who the Grizzlies' in-game host is. I know who that is.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know about their broadcaster.
Well, Brevin Knight does a really good job.
Oh, that's Brevin right. is down there. You're damn right.
Right. As their analyst, and then Pete Pranica has been doing it forever. And then like I think Eric Hasseltine is their. So I don't. The reason I bring that up is because like it just
I'm
seems
getting messages
so much,
from angry people in Memphis.
No,
now.
I mean
Great.
there's just so. Well, I hope it's not Penny Hardaway about a loss to Dusty May, but. Uh-huh. Like, we hear so many things about the Tui family, but apparently he's just broadcaster for 20-plus years. I've never heard of him.
Yeah. I just know that they made money off of, the restaurant business, I think.
Apparently. And hundreds of millions, yeah. apparently.
Well, me and you got to open up a Taco Bell. You ready?
I'd be down as long as Sandra Bullock's playing a role in that, too.
You like Sandra Bullock?
She's a great actress. I mean, she made the movie.
Oh. What other movie was she in? Speed.
She was really good in Speed.
That's all I know her from.
So Miss Congeniality.
Nope.
She's in. I don't. Okay, so I don't remember the movie, but it's with the guy who's in the Don Shirley. He's in that movie. I think.
Nope.
Okay, Viggo Mortensen, and it's in a movie where basically she's in it with Elizabeth Perkins. The name I'm drawing a blank on right now.
You're speaking.
Okay.
Speaking Chinese to me right now.
Okay, so Steve Buscemi's in the movie. It's she goes to rehab. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. Yeah.
You know what I know how to say in Chinese?
I don't.
Ni hao. That's it.
That's not bad.
I don't know nothing else, bro. So you telling me everything that you just said? Ni hao. I don't know nothing else.
she's in that women's remake of Ocean 11.
I didn't sit through that, man. No.
Actually, okay. Another big one is The Proposal. With Ryan Reynolds, Betty White?
I never heard of that.
You've never heard? Really? That was a big one.
Why would I know what that is? Bro, I work and I watch sports and I hang out with my family. I don't know what The Proposal is. Sorry.
Fair enough. 2 weeks notice is a big one.
Don't know what that is. You can keep going, bro. You just saying names. I don't know what this crap is. I call it crap. I don't know what it is.
She is one of the 10 greatest actresses of our lifetime. You do realize that, right?
Nope. I just told you I only know Sandra Bullock from Speed. Speed came out in what, 1994?
Around there. I mean, that was really when we were introduced from an action film perspective of Keanu Reeves.
Oh, okay. So, but I don't care who we introduced to. I just know I only know Sandra Bullock from Speed and The Blind Side. And those movies are about 15 years apart?
Yeah, well,
16?
Blind Side is 2009. And then Speed, that was with Dennis Hopper. That was 94, I believe. 94 or 95.
16, 17 years.
And there's a Speed 2 that no one talks about.
I kind of sort of remember that.
Okay.
It's like Home Alone 3 when they replaced Macaulay Culkin. Who cares?
Exactly. It doesn't matter. Well, even though Sandra Bullock was in it. But
Bullock was in what?
Speed 2. Shows you how bad it was.
I don't care.
But you know, it's funny. She doesn't get enough credit for this. Well, first of all, thoughts and prayers out to Sandra Bullock because I know she recently lost her partner.
Oh, that's right. Oh my God, he had ALS, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure about
yes,
that.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
See, look, man, I know the news.
Right, right.
But I don't sit down. I don't have to sit down and watch this stuff. I heard about that.
Right.
I also heard they're people, for whatever reason. What did she win, an Oscar for this movie, The Blind Side?
Yeah, it was her first Academy Award ever and her only one. I mean,
I saw there's a couple of idiots running around saying, oh, my God, she should give it back because the story is a flim-flam. Man, like, come on. Just like people picking up their phones for no reason. That's like me sitting here saying that she should give the award back, and I'm like, hey, I don't know who Sandra Bullock is. It's just
– Well, listen.
It's ridiculous.
To me, JR, if we want to connect it to sports, and you can even make a case in favor of Sandra Bullock more than this person, but the fact that Reggie Bush, who had nothing to do with his actual on-the-field performance when he was carrying the ball for 8 yards a carry, it has nothing to do with that. So he cheated, or some booster cheated in getting him there. And then they want to give it back to him and think Reggie's going to be kumbaya about it. Like, we got to stop taking these awards away if they're not doing something to enhance the performance itself that causes them to get that award. You're right.
You know what we need to do? And I've said this, and I've had people get angry at me, and I don't care. We need to stop giving away so many awards. Everybody gets an award now.
Well, you know,
for sports,
yeah,
the participation trophy. Just stop.
Well, Jerry, you know what's interesting is I get from an athletic perspective, you know, physiology and biology, why there's different awards with men and women. Obviously, right. Women are not competing against men on the PGA Tour. Michelle Wheat. Okay, so there's like Annika Sorumstein. I get that Michelle Wheat, but am I wrong? Do you see?
No, I'm saying that we are moving into a space now where we have everybody just playing sports together, and the waters are getting kind of muddy. They're getting kind of blurred here, the lines, man.
Wait. Tell me, in all seriousness, you think I'm crossing a line by pointing out the fact that just right now, from an athletic perspective, women do not compete with men on a professional level? Am I off base there? They don't.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm saying that we've seen at different levels of sports. We've seen I gotta watch my words.
We all do these days. Yes.
Hold on, like, I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I don't know all the damn terminologies of you know what people identify as or not, but we got people of all sexes and all identities playing sports, and some of it isn't fair. And so I don't know if we're still continually or still going in that direction, but. How the hell did we get here? Who are you talking about?
Well, you're talking about Sandra Bullock. But this is okay. So this was me connecting the dots and doing a full circle.
Okay,
with this.
Go for it.
So here's my point. You talked about awards being absolute over the top, and I agree with you. What we need to start doing is start having a universal award. So Grammys, Emmys, Academy Awards, SAG Awards, Golden Globes. It shouldn't be Best Actress and Best Actor. There's no advantage to being a male or a female when it comes to the arts. It should just be best performance, and let's just leave it at that.
I think
it is too much separation when it comes to the arts.
I'm sure it exists that way because at one point the women weren't acknowledged. I think probably, right?
I mean, Katharine Hepburn was winning Academy Awards a long time ago. You know, as was Betty Davis.
In a women's category?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, these categories have been around
for... Was there always a women's category?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's always been women and men. Because Katharine Hepburn was winning Oscars in the 30s.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, different roles, likely, you know?
Sure.
It's more of a historic
thing. Have you ever seen that movie, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, by the way?
No.
Okay, that's okay, JR. If you so there's two I highly recommend you see
that.
If you ever get time. Good Will Hunting.
You told me that 2 weeks ago. Haven't seen it.
I get it. When you ever get a little bit of downtime, I know that doesn't exist for you, but if you do.
I saw the trailer for it on YouTube,
right.
And the people on YouTube in the comments were saying this is the worst trailer for a movie ever.
That's fine. Don't blame the trailer. Just give the movie a shot. The second one is Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. That broke racial ground in this country. Sidney Poitier, Spencer Tracy, Katharine Hepburn. It is, JR, it's one of the greatest movies ever made. It is. I promise you this. I know you don't tear up about a lot. You will tear up in the final scene.
Yeah, I'm sure I got that on VHS in a garage somewhere, but... Yeah, no, I ain't watching that. Probably have that from my grandfather's collection. No, thank you.
You really should give it a shot, in all seriousness.
Okay, yeah, I hear you, but I'm just not a movie guy, man. I'm a fall asleep.
No, but this is more than a movie. This is a cultural institution. It's that powerful.
I believe you.
Good.
I'd rather read about it in the synopsis and just go to sleep and take a nap.
Yeah, you know, I'd rather read about a game 7 than watching Celtics Lakers, of course. We'll go by that logic.
It's a difference between a game and a movie for me, bro.
Not this kind of movie.
To each his own. Yeah, you watch the games and the movie. I'll just stick to the sports, man.
Fair enough.
I'll be a cool on that. 855-212-4CBS. Luigi. He's calling from Pennsylvania. What's up, Luigi?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Good. I'm just on my way home from work, guys.
Cool. If you don't mind me asking, what you do for work?
I work in MRI rooms in hospitals.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool, but it's not. Do those things still make too much noise?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, my God. Those things are loud as hell. But what's up, Luigi?
Yeah, well, I heard you talking about football a little earlier, so I kind of changed my question for you. I'm from Philly. I get crucified for it just like I do for my name because I'm actually a Cowboys fan. My question for
what is Luigi and a Cowboys fan? What am I missing here?
No, I was saying I always got picked on because, you know, the Mario brothers. I'm Luigi.
Oh. Where people go, where's Mario at?
Yeah, of course. You know,
have you ever, for Halloween, did you ever wear a green hat and suspenders?
Oh, of course. Of course,
I
had to.
You're a good man, Luigi. Good sport. What's up?
Yeah, at least I'm the taller one of the two.
Yeah, well, I mean, Super Mario was the one getting the ass, though. What did Luigi get?
I don't know. He didn't get Princess Peach?
He didn't get Princess Peach? Go ahead.
Well, no, I just wanted to ask you, being a Cowboys fan with Dak Prescott, he's always so good on paper. Do you think the same, like, do you see the Cowboys going anywhere having him?
I gotta be honest. I don't want to say I ignore the Dallas Cowboys.
Nah,
if the Dallas Cowboys ever just, like, win or go back to an NFC championship and then go to a Super Bowl, then I'll just go, well, damn it, they finally did it. Because it's a sad, sad story. Every year to go, oh, my God, the Dallas Cowboys are good. You expect them to be either average or good enough to make the playoffs, but never enough to be, like, legitimate contenders. Like, if we rattle off Super Bowl contenders right now, we know we start with the Chiefs, right? You may throw the Bengals in there. If you want to think about the NFC, you probably put the Niners there before you even think about the Cowboys. So,
yeah.
The benefit might be Tom Brady is gone. The benefit might be Aaron Rodgers is gone. And so the NFC, they might have a little bit easier of a route, but it's the Cowboys, man. Just, it's like, wake me up when they actually do it and let's not talk about it. Jerry Jones was asked about their Super Bowl potential a few weeks ago. He's just like, oh, yeah, we're built for the Super Bowl and this and that. But, man, get past the Eagles first, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's hard to eat, but I agree with you.
At least you're not one of the Cowboys fans who thinks that they just win everything, right?
Nah. I've been a Cowboys fan since I was 3 when my parents let me pick out my first little starter jacket.
Oh, nice.
And they tried to turn me away from it.
Well, you know the guy who owns starter is a former New York Giant, right?
I did not know that. But
it's Carl Banks, the linebacker, yes. Carl Banks.
I did not know that, and I'm not a Giants fan at all.
you gotta find a Dallas Cowboy who has a clothing brand. Who's your favorite Cowboy? Was it Emmitt or Michael or something?
Yeah, I liked Irving.
Oh, okay. I ain't mad at
you.
Well, thank you, Luigi. What part of PA are you calling from?
Philadelphia.
Oh, you cool, Luigi. You call me anytime, okay?
All right. Thanks, sir.
All right. Be safe out there. Shout out to my man Luigi, who is a Dallas Cowboy fan and operates the MRI machine. Maybe he got a spot ready for Joel Embiid. We know that he's going to need one of those sooner than later. 855-212-4CBS. Steve, he's calling from Chicago. Much love to everybody listening on the Score in Chicago. What's up, Steve?
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's what I'm listening to on the Score. And I just want to say, really, I can't appreciate you any more than I do, because you turned me on to so many new topics with sports. And, you know, a lot of us in Chicago don't care about any other sport unless it is a Chicago team. And even when you gave the jab at Mickelson for the 200 mil thing with the Saudi Arabia, I mean, really, you touch on every topic, every sport. You give everybody a chance to say what they got to say, and you're legit as can be, and your bona fides and your expertise and like you said, all you do is watch sports and hang with your family. You know, it really shows in the legitimacy of your show, and I really look forward to listening to you every night when I got to work this freaking late. And just thanks for your show, man. It's the best thing to listen to with all the crap that's actually out there.
Oh, I know, Steve. There's a lot of crap out there. That's why I try not to deliver crap. Hey,
yeah, no, man. You got bonus feeders, my man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, be safe, okay, Steve?
Copy that.
No doubt about it. Shout out to Steve. Hey, much love to everybody in Chicago. My people on the Magnificent Mile holding it down on security. I see you out there. Hey, by the way, AVP Beach Volleyball is coming to Chicago, too. They're going to be on a Lakeshore Drive. They don't got to bring sand out there either. They already got sand. Maybe they'll bring a little bit more, but they're going to have beach volleyball. I know they just brought it here to Atlanta, brought sand to Atlanta. Ain't no beach here. 855-212-4CBS. Barry's calling from Boston. What's up, WEEI? What's up, Barry?
Good. How are you, J.I.?
I'm okay.
Sorry, I put you on hold last night, and I couldn't get you back. I was talking to myself, and you and Chef were talking to me. But no,
last night
I called. Yeah, I was talking to myself. I thought I was talking to J.I. and Chef, but I was talking to myself.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what you meant by that, but go ahead.
Okay, so I called to talk about Elliot, and then Sandra Bullock came up. Sandra Bullock is by far my number one actress, okay? And I'm going to get to Elliot in a minute, okay? But
hurry up.
She made the movie. It might be Blindside. It was a black and white movie, and she represented, I don't know if she was a lawyer or what she did, but it was one of the best movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
Okay.
Like Chef, I am a movie guy, and Sandra Bullock, if she could be my wife, I would, for
okay,
one day, I would die and go to
water.
Heaven.
Oh, well, let's pour cold water on that one. What else you got?
Okay. So Zeke Elliott, I called last night to talk about him. As the biggest Dallas Cowboy fans, first of all, Luigi in Philadelphia, he lives in Philly, and he's a Cowboys fan. There's something wrong with that equation. But anyway,
I didn't call to talk about
Luigi. So anyway, Zeke Elliott, the best thing in the world for the Patriots is he's coming here at somewhat of a discount. I think it's awesome. He had 12 touchdowns last year. The entire Patriots team had 12 rushing touchdowns last year. Zeke Elliott is going to kick ass in New England this year. And I bought a shirt today. Listen to this. This is the best part, okay? There were two Elliott shirts at this place in New Hampshire, and they were hanging from the ceiling. And I asked, I said, hey, how can I buy those two shirts? The guy comes over with a carriage or a ladder, and he goes up and he gets them. He goes, here you go, $40 each. They're $100 shirts at any mall in America, any Simon Mall in America.
Wait, so you got a bootleg shirt?
I got, I don't want to incriminate myself, but yeah, maybe I did. So anyway, I said, this is a Dallas Cowboys shirt. The Patriots are playing this weekend in Green Bay. I want to take my son to the game. I know it's only preseason, and people downplay preseason. I don't care. Preseason is still
football. Did you have fun? You had fun?
No, I said, I want to go. They're playing
this weekend.
Oh, are
you going to go?
I'm already looking into flights, brother.
Oh, and, so when you Green go, Bay, call me and let me know how it goes, okay?
Okay. Green Bay is cheap to go to. I can't wait to go. It's on my bucket list.
Let me know how it goes, Barry, all right?
All right, brother. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, Barry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. We mentioned something about the Bay Area. I got to show you love, or I got to show love to Brock Purdy. He's healthy. He's ready to go. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm at work doing security, man, and I listen to your show every night.
Hey, man, I am new to your show, but I absolutely love it. It's awesome.
This is the best sports talk radio show on the air for sure, bar none.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. And I was asked, hey, if you had to label somebody a jackass, if you had to, you know, just say or call someone the epitome of jackassery, if jackassery were in the dictionary, you know, who would it be? I'm like, it's Barry Bonds. It's the same Barry Bonds who admitted that he was straight stupid, he was a dumbass. And so if he's going to call himself a dumbass, then I can call him a jackass, right? I mean, he said it. He admitted it, how he treated everybody. So jackassery, if it was a word in the dictionary, if jackassery was a, I don't know, what would it be? It wouldn't be a noun. It wouldn't be a person, a place. It wouldn't be a verb either. Hey, Shep, help me out here. What article would it be? Jackassery.
Noun, adjective. I mean,
an adjective?
Description.
It's not a descriptive. What is it? It's jackassery is like it's a classification. Anyway, Barry Bonds' big old head would be there.
I mean, you can call it. It's definitely. I'll tell you what it is. It's definitely. Barry Bonds. It's definitely informal. That's the accurate description for jackassery.
They're not saying that in the UK.
No, absolutely not.
What would they say?
Foolish or rubbish.
Oh, there's a reason why we said no thank you to them and their stupid taxes, huh, right?
Well, you ever seen Hamilton? No, probably not. Why am I even asking?
With Lin, what's his name? Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Yeah, Lin-Manuel. Oh, Mike, why am I blanking on this
too? Lin-Manuel? Is it Manuel?
It's Lin-Manuel.
So guess what?
He doesn't play it anymore, by the way. Obviously he wrote it and he's like the executive producer. He started it first.
Something that I did see something that he just produced. I don't know what it is.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Miranda.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw something he produced.
You want to hear something? You want to hear something cool?
I don't think so, but try.
He's actually one of the nicest people. In Hollywood. So this is a true story. My girlfriend ran into him at a CVS, and they ended up talking. Nice. And his wife wanted a massage. So my girlfriend owns a massage business. She's a massage therapist. And so she actually works with Lin-Manuel Miranda's wife.
Oh, that's cool.
And she can't speak highly enough about their family, especially Lin-Manuel Miranda. You would never know
he's from Uptown,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, you would never know he's like
he's from Uptown.
Yeah.
Isn't he from the Heights?
Oh, I don't know enough about him to tell you that, but what I do know is he's as down-to-earth as they come.
I'm not sure. He's from the Heights, man. He's from Uptown.
Right.
Uptown brother. Like me. Uptown, bro. Come on now.
That's right.
He's an Uptown guy. Anyway. Yeah, he's the opposite of Barry Bonds, who's a complete jerk.
Well, but Bonds he's become a little more sympathetic, I feel like, as a figure. You know, baseball pushed him out. He could still hit for the next 10 years, if you ask me.
Yeah, he pushed himself out.
Fair.
About being a jackass. Anyway, speaking of the Bay Area, congratulations to Brock Purdy. Like anyone didn't know, his elbow is fine after Hassan Reddick smashed it to pieces. And now Brock Purdy isn't necessarily on a pitch count. And now Trey Lance is going to have to I guess he's going to have to suffer in the back with Sam Darnold. This is all Brock Purdy. Shanahan basically said the only reason or only way that Brock Purdy is not going to go out there and start for the 49ers is if he melts away. I don't think that will be the case. And Trey Lance, he was chased to death against the Raiders the other day. And they were playing in Vegas. And all of the 49er fans showed up, and the Raiders smacked them 34-7. Okay, preseason, who cares? But it's still an excuse to go to Vegas and have a party. And so Trey Lance was sacked four times. He played the first half. He threw a touchdown. A lot of other passes he threw were wobbly. He was running for his damn life. And Trey Lance is the backup, but he ain't worrying following that game one preseason matchup.
Just taking advantage of every opportunity I get, one day at a time. Like I said earlier, in training camp, just trying to stay present, focused, one day at a time, and trust that, you know, whatever's meant to happen will happen.
Oh, whatever. He's gonna have to watch from the bench, folks. Maybe he can give Anthony Richardson some tips, because Anthony Richardson is gonna actually start the games on the field. I think he should start on the bench. Watch a couple of games. Watch a game or two. Wait for Gardner Minshew to stink or be destroyed to shreds. But, hey, what do I know? I'm not the dude out there running the team. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, listen. I'm going to get some more of your calls before I have to roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow, it's exciting talking to you, Mr. JR. You are clear, concise, accurate, and honest. I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. How about this? It's time to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are their mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Hey, this person, he's an agent. It's Troy Payne, the agent for James Harden. Why is he the Defensive Player of the Week? Because he is putting up a defense of James Harden that is unfathomable. Listen to what Troy Payne had to say about James Harden. And is this a defense? Is this bigging him up? Is this? I don't know what it is. I know what it's called, though. It's a lie. Tune in.
James has a crazy hunger in him right now. If he got an MVP this season, I wouldn't be surprised. That's what kind of hunger he got in him right now, just from the disrespect, you know, the free agency stuff, which I don't really want to get into. But 7 a.m., 2-hour, 3-hour practice, workout, come back. You know, the nutrition is you know, just even from the discipline, from dieting. I just went to his house now. We did cardio for an hour. Now we got a photo shoot tomorrow. You know, we're going to get up in the morning and work out at 7 to 10, and then, you know, photo shoot from 11 to 2, and then he's going to play ball tomorrow at 5. His discipline right now is impeccable. I'm happy that he's starting now. You know, we got a whole month of August, whole month of September to get this thing going and get him in the best shape of his career. I think we can get there this summer, and I expect him to have a big season this year.
Yeah, that's a hell of a false defense if I've ever heard one. That was James Harden's agent on the Hidden Gems podcast. Where's the part about James Harden going to the club? Like, where's that part? I need to hear that. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We got Brian from Georgia. Hey, Brian, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
How are you, JR? First-time caller, actually, was at the Braves Yankees game today, and this Yankees team must be one of the worst baseball teams ever.
Oh well, I mean, come on, what, one of the worst baseball teams?
I'm just saying, five to zero today. I mean, you know, what's going? You know, I'm a diehard Red Sox fan, but what is going on with this team?
Well, the Yankees, you know, offense sucks. I mean, the pitching sucks. There's no other way to put it, man. I mean, Luis Severino, he didn't give up 8 runs today. He only gave up 3. But Yankees, who's the best guy? It's Aaron Judge, and everybody else sucks, man. Lack of analysis, but they stink.
Yeah, they're absolutely horrible. I mean, Cashman is. I mean, you know, I was at the game, and I was talking to Yankee fans, and I mean, I'm a diehard Red Sox fan, diehard. You know, I was there when the Sox came back 3-0. when they won.
Johnny
so
Damon.
I mean, yeah.
John,
yeah. I mean, it was, you know, so I mean, just seeing how bad this Yankees team has fallen. Like, I mean, Brian Cashman, you know, he's just like, I was talking to a couple of Yankee fans today. They're like, Steinbrenner would roll over in his grave right now.
Well, it's, you know, not. Let me answer you.
Sure.
It's not Brian Cashman, okay? It's okay. Steinbrenner's son. He's the one who's decided to cut payroll. And people will look at Brian Cashman because he's the one spending the money. People will look at Aaron Boone. He's the one who has to talk every day. And at the is there blame to share and spread across with everyone? The answer is yes. But it comes down to the dude at the top. They don't spend like they used to. That's just facts. They don't want to go into the tax. They've said that. And so the Yankees of past, they would go out there and spend. Right now, they're spending. They gave Judge his money. They gave Gerrit Cole his money. But when they were close to the World Series a few years ago, man, they didn't offer Bryce Harper a deal. They didn't offer Manny Machado a you got to take this deal. So now they're paying for it. You saw who the hell did they have out there that was amazing today?
Nobody. I mean, Judge is not even looking that great. I mean, he's coming off an injury. Stanton's been a bust. I mean, Rizzo's got a concussion.
DJ LeMahieu is playing below.
Yeah.
They even had dudes that they gave contracts to that.
I mean, they got a guy right now who checked himself into rehab.
Herman, they kind of pushed him in that direction.
Yeah.
They're paying Aaron Hicks to not be on the team. So the Yankees suck, Brian. They'll be okay when they spend some money again, okay?
No, that's true.
Do yourself a favor. Ignore the Yankee fans who just want to fire everybody. It starts with the owner, okay?
Yeah. Well, I'm a diehard Red Sox fan. So I was at the game today. I was just like, wow. I was with one of my best friends, and I was like, 5-0? Like, not even close.
Forget the stupid Yankees.
Yeah.
You like Truist Park? Did you like it?
I do. I mean, I go there a lot. I've been there 4 times. You know, I was there for
both Sox
games. What
do you do before you go in? Do you go to one of the bars or something?
I own a bartending business, so yeah, I was hanging out with one of my best friends from college. Went to UTC, and this guy Henry Dickerson, our coach, I was going to walk on at UTC. He passed away, and so I got to see one of my best friends. I was
asking
client,
about. I'm sorry to hear that. Where did you go? Did you go to like which bar, restaurant? Where'd you go?
Oh, I go to Social and
Punchbowl Social. Okay.
Yeah, Punchbowl Social. I mean, I grew up here, but I mean, I lived in Boston for 7 years and I had a podcast and, you know, so, you know, I'm actually your first time caller. So,
well, listen, call me back anytime. Okay.
I will. Good talking to you, JR. Okay.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Bring alcohol next time. 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from Nova Scotia. What's up, David?
What's up, JR? Hey. I'm just calling. I want to know, do you have a favorite movie?
Do I have a favorite movie?
I thought Rudy was pretty good.
Rudy?
For football. Yeah.
Nope, don't care.
No?
Let's see. Favorite movie. I don't know. Predator, Terminator, Alien.
Dude, there you go. All right, now we're talking. I was just wondering, man. I got a joke for you.
Yeah, what's you got a joke for me?
Yeah.
Do you think I'm a laugh?
I don't know. Probably not.
Was that the joke? I'm pretty sure what you just said is funnier than whatever else you're going to tell me. Go ahead.
That's all I got to say then. I don't know.
Oh, you don't really have a joke.
You got a joke?
A knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not you. 855-212-4CBS. Nick is calling from Boston. What's up, Nick?
What is going on, JR? How are you, man?
I'm good. What's up?
Yeah, so a couple things, right? So I listened to a couple Boston guys call. First of all, yeah, the Yankees suck. They've always sucked. They always will suck. And we'll leave that where it is.
Not necessarily the most partial of comments.
No, and that's okay. But let me just tell you what else. The Red Sox suck too because Heim Bloom had an opportunity to do something at the deadline, did absolutely nothing. So we suck too. So okay. I'm a realist when it comes to Boston sports.
Okay, good.
I'm really calling about Barry a little earlier, talking about Ezekiel Elliott being this great pickup. Like, look, dude had 12 touchdowns last year. 100% that happened behind that amazing offensive line down in Dallas. I don't know what people think we got going on up here in New England, but it sure as hell ain't that, right? It's a diminishing return. Like, you got a guy for cheap money, but Dalvin Cook was on the market and said he's with the Jets. We are in last place in the AFC East because we have an ownership that won't press Bill Belichick to do anything meaningful with his 27th in spending salary cap. Like, it ain't getting better. It's getting worse. And anyone who thinks that this is a good move, fine. You can think that, but when you see about, I think Vegas has it as 4.5 over under on touchdowns for Ezekiel Elliott. When you see him maybe punch in 3 this year on 2 yards per carry, I think that's going to tell the tale of the tape. Like,
I don't know if it'll be that bad. I also know that Ezekiel Elliott is he's going to make an impact on the games, but in the overall win loss record, he ain't moving a needle. For the Patriots, they have
for
larger
sure.
problems, as you just mentioned.
Yeah, man. I mean, we have a lot more problems than running back, wide receiver. Obviously our offensive line is suspect too. So
the biggest problem happens to be, I know we just briefly talked about the Yankees and Steinbrenner and Cashman. You might want to look at the owner and the coach and how they feel about each other right now. So.
Yeah, it's a rough situation. I do have one joke for you, too, though.
You got to go ahead quickly. Bobby from Baltimore, go ahead quickly.
Yeah, a long time. I haven't talked to you in a while, brother. How you doing?
I'm good. You got to go ahead before the show gets cut off.
All right, so Jackassery would be an adverb.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Go ahead. Explain for us.
I'd like to switch gears. Lamar Jackson, do you
no,
think
no, don't that? Switch gears. Explain why it's an adverb.
It's an adjective and a verb at the same time.
So use it in a sentence as an adjective to describe who or what.
Barry Bonds and his jackassery are stupid.
It's his. That makes it possessive.
Yeah, you're not incorrect.
I know I'm not. That's why I questioned you, because
it's an adverb.
What do you got?
Jackassery is an adverb.
Who? Say again? What happened? Uh-oh. Shep, what happened?
I think he called Bobby red-handed, trying to make something up. You called him on it.
Hey, listen, I'm no English major. Hey, I did. You know what? No, I studied English in school. I don't remember all of it, but I know a little something. I think. Watch all the emails and messages I get about adverbs. I don't care. I'll be back. No, Shep will be here tomorrow. I'll be in for Maggie and Perloff. Amy Lawrence is coming up next. Hey, Shep, have a good time tomorrow, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Shep.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Proven winners, Color Choice Shrubs are the landscaping plants that have been trialed and tested by expert horticulturists to ensure your success. Whether you're looking for the hottest hydrangea, a reblooming rose, or an elegant evergreen, you can count on the shrubs in the white containers for easy care curb appeal for years to come. there's still plenty of time to improve your landscape this season. So head to your favorite local garden center and ask for Proven Winners Color Choice Flowering Shrubs.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming now on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.